Okay, let's get into the next daf, Maisus daf Chav Ches, and we are towards the bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us there that there was a shita that was stated in front of Rabbi Yochanan. In front of Rabbi Yochanan, usual lashon, Shimon, one of the rabbis, said a kumi Rabbi Yochanan, and they said, "Oh, halacha k'divrei kulam lahachmer." We paskin like all of these opinions. Remember, there were a number of opinions in the Mishnah relating to what type of chatzer is considered like a house, and therefore is koveya lemaisros. So says the Mishnah, all different types of opinions, if it's private enough to eat in, if it's private enough that one person locks it and one person opens it, as we'll get back to all different opinions. And the Gemara says that they sent a friend of Rabbi Yochanan that, oh, we pass on like all of them l'chumra, meaning if any one of those is true, if any one of those is true in terms of the privacy, so then we would paskin that it is koveya lemaisros. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we just say that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? If the point is that Rabbi Yochanan was involved in the story, and he was sitting there, and maybe shtika kohoda, and we want to ascribe it to him, then why don't we just say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, no, because we have another version of B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, so we'd rather not say either of these B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, because we have another version of what Shimon said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So the first one was what we just said, that he said, but that's not totally true based on the other version. So Gemara says again, the end of Chav Zayin Mabez, the lesson milsa de Rabbi Yochanan, pliga al milsa, because we don't have Rabbi Yochanan arguing on himself. And again, you might say, oh, it's two Talmidim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but as we said, that's a problem. We like to quote that Rashi in Ksubis around Nun Vav or so. Nun Zayin, where Rashi says, you don't say Elu Ve'elu if there's a machlokas, what a person said on a specific day. Maybe if Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind, they could both be right. He said this earlier, he said this later, but if it is on the about the same event, so then you can't say Elu Ve'elu. See, we'd rather not say there's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan if we don't have to. So that's what we said, it was said in the name of. So what would be the stira? So the first version of Rabbi Yochanan we just said, halacha, the first version that was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, like all of those opinions in the Mishnah, lahachmir. So now we have number two, Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Om, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is going to comment on Rabbi Akiva's Shita in the Mishnah. What was Rabbi Akiva's Shita in the Mishnah? Kol she'echad poseach ve'echad noel petura. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. If one person is poseach and one person is noel, meaning if two people have the rights to open and close the gates, then putter, that's not private enough, and therefore putter. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said about that, explaining that, b'shnei shutfin lo b'shnei diurin. That applies to two partners and not to two tenants. Where the partners own it, that's where it applies, and not where the two tenants, but two people have to live there. So the Gemara immediately asks, well, what's the difference? If two people have the rights to open, close, they each have the rights, then what's the difference between what their relationship is? Ma bein shutaf, ma bein diur. What's the difference between a shutaf and a diur, between a partner and someone who rents? Kishem sha shutaf mimache, just like the shutaf, the partner could protest the other shutaf, meaning one partner leaves it open, so he could go lock it, and one person locks it, he could open it. Right? Kacha diur mimache. So two tenants, if they have the same a level of rights in the field, then why do we say that it is that's the pshat of Rabbi Akiva? Will be the difference. Rabbi Yonah says you're right. What being excluded is bibalabayis vidayoro he must nisa. When two people have the rights, so then that's not private enough. But what if it's the owner, the landlord, and a tenant? So then the landlord has more rights. If the landlord does something, then the tenant can't argue. So there, balabayis b'machai de diur. The balabayas could protest if the tenant does something. Ve'nadir machai de balabayas. But the tenant could not protest if the balabayas does something. And that's, so in that case, that's where it is private enough to be kovela maisras. If that's the case, if it's a case of balabayas vidayuro. And aleha, we have another misora that about that shita, shamin kumi Rabbi Yochanan, halakha shemin alazar Rabbi Akiva. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like this opinion that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's pshat of Rabbi Akiva, that if two different people have rights to open and close it, so then that's still not called chatzer, that's koveya. But if there's a landlord and a tenant, so then that would be enough. That would be enough. So wait a second. According to this Rabbi Yochanan, if there are two equal diurim, right? If there are two shutfin, if there are two diurim, so then it's still going to be pater. But one second, that's more kal than some of the other shitas in the Mishnah, right? Some of the shitas in the Mishnah was, if there's a guard outside, so then that's good enough. But what do you mean? If one could open, one could close it? I thought the first version of Rabbi Yochanan in the front of Rabbi Yochanan said, we pass in like all the sheets of the Mishnah Lahachmir. And here we're passing like only one opinion, one specific opinion, and how to interpret one of the sheets of the Mishnah. That's why we didn't say them in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because that would be a stira. So we'd rather say these two things were said in the front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say a word, so it's not so bad. It doesn't have a stira. Rabbi Yona Amar, once we're on the topic, who do we pass in like? Rabbi Yona Amar, Zira, v'Rabbi Imi, Traveon b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, K'Rab Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. They said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like this latter one, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar shot of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Imi, Hori Rabbi Yochanan, Le, we changed the gear. So, Le'ilein debay Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Imi says that Rabbi Yochanan paskined to the yeshiva of Rabbi Ami, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. So they quote that latter version, Beferish. They've quoted the latter version, Beferish. Good. We continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chul. Rabbi Yehuda then said in the Mishnah, if you have two chatzeros, one inner, one outer, so then the inner one is Kovela Maestris, and the outer one is not Kovela Maestris. Right? That's the next line of the Mishnah that we had. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shtei chatzer zu lefnim mizu, hapnimis chayeves v'achitzone petura. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Bun bar Chiyach ba kumi Rabbi Zeira, ma Rabbi Yehuda lahosif al divir Rabbi Kiva Rabbo. Rabbi Kiva just said in the previous case that if both people have power to open and close it, then it's not private enough. And then as Rabbi Yehuda say afterwards, the inner versus the outer. Isn't that just an application of Rabbi Kiva's Yesod? Think about the inner and the outer courtyard. So the outer courtyard, that's not Koveya. That, why? Because the inner one also has rights to open and close it. He could walk through the outer one. And the inner one is Chayiv. Why? Because only the inner one has the rights to that one. So isn't Rabbi Yehuda just based on the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? So why does he have a separate Shita in the Mishnah? So Amar Lo, Lo Klum, you're right. There's no addition. He's just giving an example and applying it to this case, but he's not saying a different, a new Chiddush in Din. That's where Rabbi Yehuda is not adding on to Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. We know that Rabbi Yehuda is one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on Nafsamach Beis, where the Rabbi Akiva, after losing 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. That's what he starts again. Amru, Shneimasar, Elof, Zugim, Talmidim, Hailo, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs. Megeves on Antipras. Vekula, Mesu, Averagacha. They all died at one time. Vibdei, Shalonagul, Kavo, Zebazeb. Because they were not knowing covet to each other. Vahaya, Ha'olam, Shameim. And the world was desolate. Ashabar, Rabbi Akiva, Eitzar, Basino, Shebedarim. Until Rabbi Akiva started again. Vishana, Lahem, Rabbi Meir, Verebi, Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Eloi. For Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi is buried right outside of Tzfat. Rabbi Shimon is in Meiron, right across the mountain. Right, they're buried right next to each other, two of the star Talmidim. But that's what the Gemara says. Is Rabbi Yehuda adding on to anything of Rabbi Kiva Rabbo? And the answer is that he is not. Adding on. Okay, the Gemara continues and comments on the next piece of the Mishnah, the middle now of Chavches Amid Aleph. Hagagos Peturin. So the Mishnah had said that the roofs that are in the chatzers, they're pater, even though the chatzer might be chayiv, but the gag could still be pater. That's what we said on yesterday's daf. Hagagos Peturin af al pish ein shel chatzer chayeves. Right, the gag, the roof is pater, even though it's surrounded by a chatzer that's chayeves. So says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Ligag mevutzar la'avir chatzer he mas nisa. This is even talking about a roof that's surrounded by the airspace of the chatzer. Let's say you have a huge chatzer with long, big walls, and you have a roof, a house with a roof in the middle. I mean, you might have read the Mishnah as, let's say you have a house that is next to the street, and you have a chatzer on the other side, but you're able to get, like, climb a ladder, like I described it, from the street up onto the roof without going through the chatzer. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, even if you have to go through the chatzer to get to the roof, the chatzer can still be putter, even the roof can still be putter, even though the chatzer was chayeves. So the Gemara says, Mikivan she'avir and dera chatzer lo nitbelu. One second. If you went through the chatzer, doesn't it become chayiv? Because it went through a makom that is chayiv. So why don't we say that that ruins it, even if the roof itself is going to be pater. So the Gemara gives two answers. Tiftar ikra Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Maybe like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. We referred to this when we read the Mishnah. Back on Daf Chav Beis and Mabeis, we said that even if it goes through a chatzer, if it goes through a makom chiyuv, but if your goal is to bring it to the makom afterwards, right, the Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda said pater. Remember, go back to Chav Beis and Mabeis. Remember that braisa? Hevi te'enem and asada. You're bringing it in to eat on the top of your roof. Machlokas, Rebbe Mechayiv, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says Poter. So maybe the Mishnah here is like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. You went through, you're planning to eat it on your roof, so then Chayiv. That's Chayiv under Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says Poter. So maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Or Oker Rebbe, because Rebbe admits if your plan was not to eat it on the roof. Okarebi b'shaya b'daito lasos muksa. You were planning to dry it more, meaning it did not have gemar malacha when it went through the chatzer, and you brought it up to your roof just to dry it. Then nimlach, and then while you're on your roof, you decide shlo lasos, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to eat it now. So now there's gemar malacha, but you're on the roof. So in that case, even though you're surrounded by the chatzer, it is still going to be potter. So 2 days in the Gemara, whether the Mishnah has to be like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that's if you're planning to eat it on the roof, but if you're planning to dry it, so then one would be able to say it's even like Rebbe. Rebbe Avin, another rule, when the Mishnah said that the roof was not nigrar, was not pulled with the chatzer surrounding it, v'hu shahaya begag arbal arba. That's only if the roof is a significant size. If the roof is 4 by 4 amos big, so then you could say it is significant, it's its own area, and you don't go by the surrounding chatzer. Ma habayis eino tova l'sheyebo arba al arba, just like a house. After all, a house, just like a house, you need 4 by 4 amos, or else it's not called a house. Afagag eino poter l'sheyebo arba al arba. So to the roof. Just like a house is only significant when it's 4 by 4 amos, so to the roof is only significant when it is 4 by 4 amos. Right? If it's smaller than that, so then it's just an appendage to the chatzer, like we said by the other things in the Mishnah about the mirpeses and the other items listed that are just connected and that are not looked at separately, the beishar and the achsadra. Ditani, where do we see this? Where do we see that 4 by 4 amos is so significant? This is, I quoted this from the Bavli Sukkah Dav Gimel in the last year, but now we'll quote it from here. It's a little slightly different, in a couple of differences in formulation, but it's mostly the same. Bayashim bo dalat amos adalat amos. If you have a house that's less than 4 by 4 amos, potter min a mezuzah. So many halachas. Number one, there's no chiyah mezuzah unless the house is 4 by 4 amos. We mentioned, right? Really, what if it's a smaller room, right, that is meant for its purpose. Chazi lemilse, like we mentioned that Gemara. Again, in the days of old, there was one-room houses. Now, the whole house is much bigger than 4 by 4 amos, right? Each room might be separate, but maybe that whole principle wouldn't apply. But it says here, 4 by 4 amos. We mentioned yesterday that there is a machlokas, I'll mention it now, it's between the Rush and the Rambam. Does 4 by 4 amos mean Dafka 4 by 4, that's what the Rosh seems to say in Hilchos Mezuzah. But if you look at the Rambam says that no, it just has to be that area, 16 square amos. It can be 2 by 8, but it doesn't be that area. Bayis says the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. In Hilchos Mezuzah, in the sixth parak, the Rambam lists off the 10 conditions for Mezuzah, to have a chi of Mezuzah da'oraisa. Asara tnaim yesh be bayis viacharkach yischayev ador bo lasos lo mezuzah viemchaser tnai echon mehen. If you're missing one tnai, any of these conditions, patam and a mezuzah. The Rambam says some of these are agreed upon and some of them are not. Number one, veilohein. What's the first one? Shehebo arba amos al arba amos. Oh yoser, like we just said, got to be 4 by 4 amos. Vishehielo shtei mezuzah. So it has to have two side posts. Yehelo Mashkov, it has to have a top. It has to have the Tzuras HaPesach. It has to have the two side wall, side posts, and the top lintel. V'tielo Tikra, and you need a roof. That's an important sheet of the Rambam. You need a roof to the room that it's connected to. So let's say a gate. Let's say you go into a gate that has a Tzuras HaPesach. According to the Rambam, there's no Mezuzah D'Araisa. V'yielo Dlasos, the Rambam holds. The Rambam says you need a door. Midaraisa. Again, many Rishonim don't agree with that, but that's the Rambam Shita. V'yeh gova shara sara tfachim o yeser, it has to be at least 10 tfachim high. V'yeh beis chol, it has to be a beis chol, meaning not a shul, and not a beis medrash. V'yeh asui l'diras adam. va'asui ladiras kavid, va'asui ladiras keva. It's made for a person to be able to live there, and in an honorable way, kavod, not in a mezuzah way, and also the diras keva, it's made for be a keva, meaning not a diras harai, we paskin, that the sukkah does not need. So the Rambam explains the first one. Bayashain bo arba amos al arba amos, pater in a mezuzah. If it's not 4x4, v'em yesh bo kadela rabeya arba amos, bishaveh, if you could get the 16 square amos, afa pishuhu agul o balchame zavios, even if it's a strange shape, it's circular, it has five corners. Vezar chlomar shim haya erko yosar rachbo, if it's a rectangle, it's not a square. Ho v'yesh bo g'deil rabbe arba amos, chai b'mezuzah. The Rambam said that's good enough. It's good enough as long as there are 16 square. But the Rambam also has the other 9 conditions. But that's the Rambam. Interesting, this is the only place that the Rambam expands on a 4x4. By all the other items, halachas on the list, the Rambam quotes Dalet al Dalet Amos, but he never quotes the Yesh Bo K'deil Rabeya would also be a good substitute. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, and others wonder, whether this would be good enough. Whether this would be good enough for other halachas. For example, Bayis HaMenuga, we're going to have soon. You need Dalet al Dalet. So the Minchas Chinuch, again here in Kuf Ayin Zayin, Oz Gimel, he quotes, V'kan logila harambam daito. Adaraba, Kasav Arba Amos Laba Amos Mashras Zor Dafka Shehim Ruba. It sounds like you Dafka need 4x4. And by Meiser, and by Shemitah, and by Ma'akeh, and by Choser Miroche Amochame. He quotes all of them. All of those other cases, he never expands. He says, Sarach Ian. V'al Kalpanim, only in one of the Makomos. The question is, do all the other ones rely on this one? He'll say it in one place, and he'll say, and apply this in all the other places, or no. Or there's something special about mezuzah, dafka mezuzah would have this flexibility. So that is not clear. The Minchas Chinuch has that suffix in the Rambam. The Rambam has very strong words, just because we're here, the Rambam has very strong words about, related to the shmira of mezuzah. We know the mezuzah has certain shmira power, that the, that if we put up, obviously it guards, it guards the house, but the Rambam says in the previous parak, in Parakei Halacha Dalid, he says, Minak Pasha Shekosfin Lo HaMezuzah Mibachutz Keneged HaRevach Shakai. Right? You write on the back of the mezuzah Shakai, that's the Minag of Sofrim, Hashem's name, when you roll it up, you see the Shakai. That doesn't hurt. The Rambam doesn't say you have to do that, but he says, it's a Minag, Lefishu Mibachutz, it's on the other side, so it doesn't ruin your mezuzah. If you write Shakai on the opposite on the back. Aval elu shekosfin ba bifnim, but those that write on the inside of the mezuzah, shemos malachim o shemos kadoshim, write names of angels, o pasik, o chosamos, or other psukim, hari hein, the Rambam just doesn't say you're not yotze the mitzvah, he says, hari hein bechlal mi she'en lohem chelek olam haba. Wow. She'elu atipshin, these fools, lo daish lohem shebitlu a mitzvah, not only have they ruined the mitzvah, because if you write more than you're supposed to write in the two parashiyos, you've ruined the mitzvah. Elisha osin mitzvah gedola shehi yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ahavaso v'avodaso. You're taking this huge great mitzvah, which is all about yichud Hashem and loving Him. Ki'ilu hu kamiya lahanayas atzman. It's like it's an amulet for your own. You're using the mezuzah for your services. Kamo she'ala liba masachal shezeh hadavar hamahane b'havli ha'olam. So that's the Rambam. You know, don't mess around with the mezuzah. You want to add on the back. Fine, but don't put anything inside. That was some type of thing that people used to do. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that the roof has to be 4x4, as you see in all these other halakas. Number one, you saw it by mezuzah. So if the house is less than 4x4, because in all these cases, it says the word bias in the Torah. And bias is defined as 4x4. So, padam and a mezuzah, umin a ma'akeh, the mitzvah of ma'akeh, but put up a fence on the roof. Again, a ma'akeh is a... important sugya to discuss both halachically and hashkafically. Just one al derech drush. There's a beautiful Rav Mordechai Eliyahu where he says al derech drush. V'yasisa kitivne bayis chadash. When you build a house, you should have a house of dreams. You should always have dreams and things that you want to do. Kitivne bayis chadash v'yasisa makeh. Make sure you have a guard, a fence. What does that mean? Make sure they're realistic. Again, strive and don't have them too realistic that it's not like even challenging for you. But you can't strive to have something that's totally beyond reality, because then you're just going to fall and you're just going to lose hope. Ala adam ladash shelo lahatziv la'atzmo she'ifos gadol gavos midai. Not beyond your, a little bit beyond your reach, because then it'll be in your reach. Le'itim ha'tzavet mataros nisgavos. Too high, min adam alula lahachshil oso, liyayish oso, ulahavi oso lidekach shelo yifal bechlau. You won't even try. Kach nilma mipasik zederach remez. That's the remez in the pasik. V'siz ha'maka l'gagecha, ala adam lasos ma'ke u'gvul, to his strivings, Kadeshiu Severos Ubinos Hasaka, and they're able to get. So that's related to Makeh. Again, Makeh has a lot. Makeh is interesting. The Rishonim discussed Makeh. What do I have to put up a Makeh for? Like, if the person's supposed to die, at that moment, he'll die. You know, if I don't have a roof, or I have a roof. I would have to put up a Makeh. Right? Makeh kind of shows that maybe there is control, or what a person does, something dangerous, or Ein Som Chanalanes. Right, you can't. Right, the person, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a certain amount of time for a person, but if somebody acts foolishly, right? So then, how does that whole sugya work? So Ma'akeh has a lot to do with that. The Chinuch talks about it, about Hashgacha and Teva, and then the Rambam and others. Okay, so let's continue. So if it's less than a 4x4, Patam and Mezuzah and Ma'akeh Umina Erev. As we mentioned in the last year, a 2 year ago, Erev Chatzeros, everybody has to contribute. If there is a joint area that everybody's allowed to use, so if somebody lives in a tiny little house, less than 4x4, he does not have to contribute to the Erev. Ve'eno tov l'maisris. That's our case. It's not considered a house to be tov l'maisris. Ve'eno sinoso chibur la'ir. And also, as we also spoke about, outside a city, you start counting the tchum, but if there's a house within 70 and 2/3 amos of the city, you can start to count from outside that house. So this type of house, less than 4x4, is not significant of enough of a house to be able to count from it, or to say the city's connected, start from beyond. If you make a neder, I'm not going into a house. So this is not called a house. Then you're allowed to. Even though nedarim always has the unique factor of lashem bnei adam, but the Gemara links it all together. Ve'ei nosdin lo, continuing the four amos discussion, ve'ei nosdin lo arba amos lefnei pischo. The Gemara in Baba Basra talks about if there is a yard, a large yard that we all have rights to, so we can split it up as long as it's big enough that we're each going to get four amos. Also, each has to be able to get four amos in front of their doorway, because you need that for loading and unloading your bundles. So, you know, you put your donkey there and you load and unload. So if the house is so tiny, you're not going to be. You don't have rights to 4x4. You don't ain't nosin l'arba amos lefnei pischo. You don't have that because it's too small. They ain't some is biyovel, and also we know houses in walled cities go back in yovel, right? Ain't some is biyovel. Ain't nechlat biyovel apodeh. The person could always redeem it because it's not called the house. Again, it's not called the house. Ve'en matame b'negoim tumas negoim for a house. It's not matame b'negoim. Ve'en abaylam chozer olam yerachem lachama. And if people remember the case of the at war, if you just build a house, you could go home. This is not called buying a house. It's not called buying a house. So two things: one on the halacha of on the case of tumas negoim. It's interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right? Remember that Gemara talks about that there are three things. There are three things that might not have ever happened, and why are they in the Torah? Drosh v'kabel schar. Drosh v'kabel schar, right? That's three things. So one of them is ir hanidachas, and one of them is ben sora remora, and one of them is a case of bayis hamenuga. Bayis hamenuga might not have ever happened. Lo hayav lo nivra. So why is it in the Torah? Drosh v'kabel schar. So the Gemara has a couple of days about those cases, but one of them is bayis hamenuga. Here it is on Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph in Sanhedrin, Irani Dachas, and Bayis HaMenuga, and the Gemara says again that he went to a place that with Avad HaMenuga, so also Machlokas, the person says it never happened, and the other Tana says that, you know, I saw it. And then and the last one on the list is Chosu Meorchei HaMelchama. There is an interesting Dvar Musar that the Bali Musar say on a Rashi, right? The Rashi says that, the Pasuk says, whoever built a house could go back and enjoy it because maybe he'll die in war and someone else will enjoy it instead of him, right? Maybe if he just get married, go home because maybe he'll die and someone else will. V'ish acher yikachen, v'ish acher. So the question is, what do you need those nine words for? Just say maybe he'll die in war and he won't be able to enjoy it, Why does it have to say, he'll die? And then somebody else will enjoy it. What do you need those words for in the Torah? And someone else will enjoy it. So Rashi quotes, Dvar Agmas Nefesh Huzeh. Of course, Agmas Nefesh. So explain the Mefarshim, if I don't get something, that's one level of, okay, fine. But if somebody else gets it instead of me, that's even worse. Right, that's more painful. And that's what the Torah is saying, that the psyche in a person, when somebody else gets it, if nobody gets the treat in the family, fine. But if my brother gets it and I don't get it, so then that's much worse. And there are stories about that that we're not going to review right now. But that's Chozrin, Me'orche, Orche Amalchama. Remember that story with, Reb Chaim and the butcher who lost a din Torah. He lost a cow. A cow became treif and thousands of ruble, and he accepted it. But then this tiny little din Torah with a little other person, very small amount, and he got very upset. And Reb Chaim explained to Reb Zimcha Zelig, because in the first case, nobody else won. So he accepted it. When there's a fight with somebody, that's much worse. That's much worse. Okay, we continue the Gemara. So Atzrif in Vaburgen in Vechulu. So the Mishnah said that these little types of huts, they're Peturin, they do not create a Kfila Maisris. These tiny little huts that you use in the summers and cutting harvesting season. So Maush Yidbilu the Baal Bergenin. What about the owner himself that's going to sit there? Meaning the assumption of the question is, the Mishnah, I understand, maybe if a stranger, a guest, came into that little hut, I understand that's not going to be Kovela Maestris. But what if the guy that's living there for 2 months, if he brings the fruit in, so is that going to be Kovela? Maush Yidnu Labala Bergenin. So the Gemara says, Min ma detani beit sefer beis Talmud, tovlin l'sofer ulamashne. But, well, we have a brisa that says, a school for Mishnah or a Gemara. So if the teachers bring in their food, that's koveya, because that's their structure. Avolol acher, but not for others. If the students bring it in, not right. The school is a place for the teachers are at home, right? The students are not. So you see that there's a difference between the people who are supposed to be there or kovua there, and the people not. So ada amra shein tovlan labala bergenin. So it must be that the owners do. Have a special status, and therefore if the people who live in the Bergen and bring their fruit in, so then that's going to be Koveya. Period. Rebbe Omer. So now Rebbe's the one that says Dalan Amos. So the Gemara says now, Rebbe Omer. Now we're talking about Sukkah. Now we're talking about the Sukkah case. Or the Sukkah case, as we'll see. Rebbe Omer, Arba Amos, Afal Pi She'ein Sham Arba Tfanos. Rebbe says Sukkah is, as long as it's 4x4 Amos, you don't need 4 walls. According to Rebbe, you don't need 4 walls, right? You just need, you can have 2 and a little, right? Like we possibly buy a sukkah, right? 2 and a little, right? Which is halachically 3. That's all you need for Rebbe. Only the wall, the size is important. Rebbe Shimon Omer, a different sheet. The Rebbe Shimon says, Arba Tfanos. Rebbe Shimon argues. He says you need 4 walls in a sukkah, meaning 3 and the tefach on the 4th. Avli She'ein Sham Arba Amos. Right? You could have a 7 tefach wide sukkah. That's what we paskin. 7x7 is the smallest sukkah. But the Rebbe Shimon says you need the 4 walls. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Arba Amos V'Arba Tfanos. Rebbe Yehuda says both. Both chumras. V'chein ha'yir Yehuda Machayim V'Mezuzah. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shida. Rebbe Yehuda says, Sukkah's Diras Keva. Sukkah's Diras Keva, not a Diras Arai. And that's where Rebbe Yehuda says, Sukkah's Chayim V'Mezuzah. Because he holds 4 Amos size and 4 walls. The Gemara just ends off and adds, Mistav Rebbe Yehuda Yodi Li'ilein Rabbanin. Rebbe Yehuda would probably agree to the other Rabbanan. Meaning, when Rebbe Yehuda says you need both 4 Amos size and 4 walls, it's only a lechatchila. It's a lechatchila. He'll agree to the others that a sukkah is kosher with either one to make it a sukkah's kefa. But Ilein Rabbanan lo yodan Rebbe Yehuda. But the other rabbis will not agree to Rebbe Yehuda. Right? They won't agree to Rebbe Yehuda. Ava pishi yesha marba amos fa'arba tfanos shupater menem mezuzah ve'eno tova lemaisrus. Right? They would say that even if there's this big structure, it's still part of a mezuzah, because they don't hold that a sukkah is a diras keva. They hold it's right, and it's not tovah lemaisrus. Right, it's not tovah lemaisrus. That would not be tovah lemaisrus. It would only go in one direction and not in the other direction. I saw recently in the Limudei Nisan, Rav Nissen Alpert, he says, right, one of the days of Diras Arai, Diras Keva, we know there's Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Belazar about whether a sukkah is zecher to the actual sukkahs or to the Ananei HaKavod. Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory. So if you say it's the actual hut, so then you're fine, you're building an actual hut. But how could you say our little dinky sukkah is a remez to the Ananei HaKavod? Right? How is that possible? So he explains, really, the Ananei HaKavod are always around us. Hashem protects us always. We always have Ani HaKavod around us. The problem is we don't realize it. And we build these big structures to protect us as if we don't have the Ani HaKavod. Because we're not aware of them, so we need big houses and diras kevas to live in because we're not aware of them. On Sukkot, we go out of those big structures and build a diras harai. So then, not that we're building the Ani HaKavod, but now we remember and it reminds us that we're actually surrounded by the Ani HaKavod. I thought that was an amazing shot in Limud Nisan in Parshas Emor. Okay, we'll stop here, B'Hashem, and we'll pick up next time with the next Mishnah.